Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite mindset coach and podcast host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. And as you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, darlings. Happy Tuesday. We made it through the first day of the week, and we're here. We're here, and we're going to talk about some cool shit, okay? We're going to talk about some cool shit because I feel like, bitch, you're stuck. You're stuck. And I want to help you discover the freedom of moving on, right? Because that's what happens. Do you, at this moment, this episode is for you if you feel like your life has been in a rut. And why is it that our lives rarely change even when we're miserable? Okay. It's our brain, babe. It's our brain. We've got this DMN network, this default mode network. And if you've tuned into my Microdose Mondays, I talk about that a lot. I talk about the default mode network and how we've trained our brain just to be auto-programmed in these communications. So your connections are formed, and it's like, you know, when you're going down a mountain on a sled during a snowstorm, like you're, or in the winter during, there doesn't have to be a snowstorm, but like your sled will always find its way into the right groove, right? Like it just goes into the groove no matter where you try to start at the top, it will go to like the deepest groove, and that's what happens. So it's our mind and the shit that's happening in the default mode network that literally, you know, it's conspiring to keep us stuck, okay? And it does a really good job. I mean, it's absolutely spectacularly effective at accomplishing this, okay? So good that we don't even know what's happening. We don't know what's happening. We don't have it in our conscious awareness. We just do the things like, I do so many things in my life on autopilot. Like we're driving to the store the other day and I missed my exit by 3 exits because I was going to the exit I always go to. Just default mode. My brain was activated in its own operating system while I was somewhere else. Okay. So there are reasons that could be the root cause of your rut, like why you're stuck. Okay. And I get that for some people, literally, it's this simple. You lack the knowledge necessary to make the change. You might know, like you might know at the core of who you are that you need to be more confident, but you might also lack that knowledge of how to develop confidence. Not every skill is just readily available at your fingertips. So maybe you need to do a little research before change is possible. And I think another thing, and this is probably especially when I'm working with women in business and I'm working on their mindsets and we're setting out goals, one of the biggest issues I see that comes up a lot is that you don't specifically know what you want. Like if you think you might like to be an astronaut, but you also think that being a teacher sounds interesting, you're stuck. At some point, you have to make a clear decision and set a goal. If you can't choose a vacation destination, you're stuck at home, right? And I can relate to this so much because I do this with, I have this neuro spicy brain that's just everywhere. I love it. I've come to just absolutely appreciate it and all of its beauties and quirks. But there's a million things I want to do. And so part of my operating system is I struggle to focus on task for one specific thing because it's that not just a fear of commitment, but like I want to do everything. I want to do everything. When I grow up, there's a lot of shit I want to do. And when I start to tell myself I have to box myself in this little box to pick one thing, I kind of freak out. I don't like the box. And so part of, you know, my experience in this life is I'm just kind of all over the place and it's working for me right now. But I know that there are areas in my life that can improve if I just get specific on what the fuck I want, okay? Another thing that I think people lack is just that willpower, you know? you either don't have it or you're not using it right. And it is very limited, but it's so great if you're thinking about creating new habits, behavioral patterns. And what I mean by this is like sticking with a task after the urge to quit surfaces. This is how you develop willpower. So like, let's talk about my experience on the Stairmaster at the gym. Okay. I hate that bitch. But this is the thing. I'm like, all right, 10 minutes minimum on any given day. Okay. 10 minutes minimum. And then I'm like, all right, I did 10 minutes. I'm going to do another 5 minutes. And so every week I just increase the amount of time until you work through that urge to want to give up. Pretty soon, you know, you've been on the Stairmaster for 60 minutes and you can bounce a quarter off your ass. That's what happens. But you've got to use your willpower to develop those small habits, and that grows into useful routines. That means keep doing it even when you don't want to. Show up even when you don't want to. And this is a problem too that I think a lot of people, why people stay stuck in this rut. I didn't turn my phone off. The reason people stay stuck in this rut is that we just can't deal with being uncomfortable. Okay. And so we're letting things like the symptoms of being anxious or nervousness, fear, all of those things make us uncomfortable, right? And this is the thing, anxiety, nervousness, fear, those are great if we're looking at it to prevent us from jumping off of, you know, the Empire State Building. But they're detrimental to you when it comes to keeping you stuck. Some level of discomfort accompanies any change. That's it. But this is a part of your experience and your journey in life, is that you have to remind yourself that your emotions are misleading you. You are not in any real danger. And I get on this when I have momentum. I don't always have that forward momentum. I think, you know, this week I really started out strong, and I'm talking about like not just with, you know, the podcast and stuff I do, but like even my daughter's school, she leveled up. So I went and I just did a whole lot of things, and like my brain is firing and wiring on all things. Like I'm on it. And when I do that, I start getting caught up in that emotion of like, can I sustain this? I do the overthinking, and that's where I start to get anxious and nervous, and I kind of self-sabotage. It is what happens. I get scared of like, oh my God, what if you're really great like this all the time? And then I turn it into something negative. So I have to tell myself like, look, these aren't real emotions. It's not real. And if you think about the truth of that, excitement and fear literally bring out the same feeling in your body. If you just stop for a minute and you're like, oh, I'm starting to feel fear, and you think about the last time you felt excited and you compare where you feel that in your body, it's exactly the same thing. So you've really got to not just bring it into your awareness, but you have to use logic to talk yourself through it. Okay. Nothing bad can happen from giving a speech and standing up in front of people. Nothing. Brandon Lynette, nothing's going to happen to you if you start recording your video on the podcast again and put them on YouTube and Patreon and all these other places. Nothing bad is going to happen to me. Right? That's what I'm telling myself for 2 days. Like, what's the worst that could happen? So I have to use the logical part of my brain to override, you know, those primitive instincts that we have. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. There's a lot of techniques to lower your levels of discomfort to just levels that are manageable. And the, you know, the best one for me, what works for me, honestly, is praying about it. Praying about it. I am learning to discipline myself. Like I just desire this closeness with Christ. And I think I am dishonoring my relationship with him every time I'm letting fear rule the game, because you can't have faith and fear at the same time. And that's coming from someone who 15 years ago put a dart in a map, put 3 kids in a U-Haul, and drove across the United States to Michigan with no job prospect, no place to live, no idea what I was going to do. I had so much faith that I literally picked up my life on a whim and changed everything. If I can do that and the worst didn't happen to me, it was an amazing experience. I'm so glad I did it. Nothing bad happened. So it's part of that logic that I take myself through this process of faith where I'm like, girl, just trust that God has you. Post the videos, right? Post the videos. keep showing up, keep pressing record, keep going live, all of those things. But there's different things you could do. I mean, meditate, get a counselor, hire a life coach, whatever it takes for you, it's going to benefit you. And start small, push through like the slight discomforts. And I mean, it's just natural that your ability to handle the bigger and the scarier situations, it grows with your experience. And I think the last part I really want to talk about when it comes to being stuck in a rut is that you gave up too quickly. You gave up too quickly. Change takes time. 80% of the change you see won't reveal itself until at least 80% of the work has been completed. That's it. Early efforts are going to show little results, but things are happening behind the scenes. That's it. You have to persevere to see that meaningful change. Learn to be a finisher. Start completing all the little tasks in your life. If you decide to walk on the treadmill for 20 minutes, do it and keep going until you're done. Stop letting yourself off the hook until an activity is 100% complete. There is never a day where I get myself off that treadmill under 60 minutes, ever. In fact, some days I try to push for more. Making any change in your life, babe, it's going to be a challenge. That's it. So this is the thing. What you're not changing, you're choosing, okay? And I want you to understand that. And I want you to just kind of write that down. That's like your assignment for the day. What you're not changing, you're choosing. So if you're not happy where you are, then you've got to recognize you got to make a change. And if you're not willing to make the change, you've got to shut the fuck up, Buttercup. You're choosing that. So no more complaining. You can live a life of dreaming. And you know, my husband and I had this conversation last night. You can keep wanting the things or you can get your fucking ass up and work for them. You know, that's how it works. If you're not comfortable where you are, you got to put in the work. Any change is going to be a challenge. And if you can get to the point where understanding your roadblocks to change can enhance your ability to bring about the meaningful changes in your life, you're going to win. Have an objective. Develop habits that support that objective. Learn to lower and deal with uncomfortable emotions. Be willing to sit with them. You have everything you need inside of you at this moment as you're stepping into your full potential, as you're experiencing your human experience, as you are living through these emotions and all of these things. You have everything inside of you, everything necessary to create a spectacular life. And this is your sign to go for it. I love you, babies. I'll see you tomorrow.